Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome to God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. We thank you for joining us today. The scripture lesson is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, as written in the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. Do you not know that in a race, runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. The word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is entitled This Christian Race by Deborah Snipes.
Well, we got around.
was read previously, and now we have a word of prayer. Spirit of God, descend on my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As of Ash Wednesday, we who are of the Christian faith have entered into the season of Lent. Lent is a season of reflection and preparation before the celebrations of Easter. There are 40 days of Lent, and as Christians, we emulate or imitate Jesus Christ's sacrifice and withdrawal into the desert for 40 days. During Lent, we fast from both food and festivities. Everyone of age 14 and up must abstain from eating meat. Do not eat meat. Everyone from age 18 to 59 must fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday unless exempt due to medical reasons. Today's message is entitled, Run the Imperishable Christian Race. I want to focus particularly on the verse 25 where Paul writes, athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. Paul uses the illustration of Greek contestants participating in athletic competitions to describe the Christian life. There are a multiplicity of races that require human physical endurance, such as race walking, marathons, relay events, triathlons, as well as track and field, all of which transcends cultures and civilizations, but date back to the ancient Olympic Games in Greece around 1776 BC, before Christ. Paul states that in the Grecian race, all competitors run, but only one is awarded. However, Paul is in a Christian race where there are many competitors, and even so, he wants to win this race. He wants us and every Christian to win this race. Are you in it to win it? Well, I'm in it to win it. So Paul says, run in such a way that you may win it. Therefore, I run the imperishable Christian race. Paul, Barnabas, and Titus went to Jerusalem. He says he went there because God revealed to him that he should go. While he was there, he met privately with the leaders of the church and shared with them a message that he had been preaching to the Gentiles, Galatians 2 and 2. Thus, Paul needed some clarification and perhaps some specificity that he had done the right thing in his teaching and preaching to the Gentiles. Paul further talks about spiritual gifts working as cohesive unit to empower God's will for the church. The Christian church, he says, is like a human body. It is one individual organism comprised of a multiplicity of parts that serve a wide variety of functions. All of those functions matter. Nobody, not anybody, should decide that they do not like their God-given gift and their role in the church and try to throw in the towel to quit the church. The body needs each of its members to do its part in order to work properly. Christian people, we must respect the value of each other in their respective roles of service in the church. Run the imperishable Christian race. Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel and never contrary to the gospel. Stand together as one spirit. Stand together with one purpose. Fight together for the faith, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Exercise gentleness and self-control. In verse 26, Paul puts the limelight on himself by taking the focus somewhat away from the athletes. Commitment to abstain from certain foods and drink and fleshly activities in order to be ready for competitions at higher levels. Paul himself is in a competition to win souls for Christ and to receive an eternal recognition for his efforts. Paul pointed out that the athletes did it for a crown, a wreath, that was bound to dry up, bound to wither away, and ultimately bound to die. Paul was very intentional about training for his prize. He wasn't about to run aimlessly to try to win his race. He had no intention of shadow boxing his way through his race by beating up the air. Some of us might remember seeing or heard parents or our grandparents talk about heavyweight champions such as Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Floyd Patterson, Muhammad Ali, who was born Cassius Clay, Andy Ruiz Jr., Anthony Joshua. Used all of them a tool called shadow boxing. They were punching the air, and they ducked while fighting an imaginary opponent. This was definitely not Paul's strategy. You see, he was fighting a spiritual warfare. Therefore, Paul had to deliver some serious blows to his opponent. He is competing for recognition from Christ about how well he fought to win people to trust Jesus. Paul is saying that Christians should be as committed to faith as dedicated athletes are to their sport. John Ortberg, an evangelical Christian author, states, and I quote, "Spiritual information is for everyone. There is an outer you being formed and shaped by accident or on purpose." So there is an inner you. You have a spirit constantly being shaped and tugged at by whatever you hear and watch, say, read, think, and experience. Yes, spiritual disciplines are not for a special elite group of disciples practicing spiritual disciplines. Practicing spiritual disciplines applies to all of us. End of quote. Amen. Now I want to ask, after hearing the message today, what are you aspiring to do on your Christian race? How are you preparing for your eternal, imperishable wreath? Now let us pray the prayer that the Lord taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The closing song is entitled, I'm Running the Christian Race by Jindy Pagano.
Thank you so much for watching my cover of I'm Running. I hope you enjoyed it and that it was a blessing to you. If you could share it with a friend, that'd be great. And if you could visit jendy.me, there's not a lot there, but there's two awesome things you can do. Sign up for my free email list where you can find out right away when I release a new video. And you can check out my Patreon where you can get the MP3 that I used for this video if you would like to have that. So that's at jendy.me. And don't forget to give this video a thumbs up. Bye for now.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. you and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign-up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.